Thank you and good morning. The struggle to clear the slide that has closed down Highway 101 at Bridges Creek north of Leggett continues, but Caltrans was forced to halt work yesterday due to dangerous conditions. The slide remains active, and that poses a danger for workers on top of the slide and down at the bottom, where the dump trucks are loaded to remove spoil. Contractors working to stabilize the slide from above have been using a spider excavator to work from the top down, but slide activity made it too dangerous, and the work was halted yesterday afternoon. Caltrans still hopes to have one-way controlled traffic moving by the weekend. Caltrans has moved tons of material from the site and briefly had the roadway open on Monday, but a second slide on Tuesday night wiped out a week's worth of work, and the hillside hasn't stopped moving yet. It was a somber day in Sacramento for Caltrans and the families of three Caltrans workers who died on the job this past year. Caltrans held a ceremony to remember the three, and it was the last of those deaths that hit closest to home for the family of Annette Brooks, who was shot and killed on Monday morning at the maintenance yard in Rio Dell. Brooks, a Caltrans supervisor, was killed by Caltrans employee Terry Hayes following an altercation. The CHP is currently investigating the series of events that led to that incident. In state news, a bill that would make the day of the election day each November a paid state holiday has passed out of committee. AB 674 would add Election Day to the list of paid state holidays, although as with all other state holidays, it would not be mandatory for private businesses. Supporters argue that having a state holiday on Election Day would increase turnout and make it easier for people to get to the polls. Currently, state law allows a voter up to 2 hours without loss of pay to cast a ballot. The Arcata Police Department is investigating a robbery at an Alliance Avenue gas station that happened just before 1 o'clock yesterday morning. The clerk told police that the suspect, who was wearing a black mask on his face, walked into the store and demanded money. The clerk handed over an undisclosed amount of cash and the suspect fled. He was described as an adult black male, about 6'4", who fled on foot south on Alliance. No weapons were used during the robbery. And to the north, a Del Norte County man is wanted on a $500,000 warrant and currently remains at large. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is searching for 41-year-old Joseph Lopez, who was wanted on several charges including kidnapping, corporal injury to a spouse, and sexual crimes against a child. Lopez is 5'7", with black hair, brown eyes, and a small goatee. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Jordan Christmas has news from the county.
The County Department of Health and Human Services will hold a series of events next month in an effort to promote mental health awareness. The Eureka Theater will hold the annual Directing Change film screening and art show on May 6th during Arts Alive in Old Town, and a walk promoting mental health awareness will follow on May 9th starting at the Hope Center. Additional events will take place throughout the month in Eureka, Fortuna, and Willow Creek. And for more information, you can contact officials with the Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Public safety agencies across the country took time this month to honor the men and women who work in communications for police, fire, and medical services. And while they are not on the front lines, they play a key role during an emergency. And that just doesn't mean during a report of a crime, a fire, or a need for medical aid, but also when the hillsides come down across local roadways. CHP Dispatch Supervisor Vernon Mayer joined CHP Officer Cy May on Talk Shop and spoke about the impacts slip-outs and slides have and how coordination between local and state agencies is key.
We generally get a lot of them, especially recently with all of the slides in the areas, especially Last Chance Grade and Leggett. We also have a direct line from our communications center to Caltrans. We call out books and stuff like that to get crews responding as quickly as possible, because the main thing is to try to get the roadway open as quickly as possible, and we try to coordinate that with Caltrans.
The danger posed by rock and mudslides is a concern across the region, and as we have seen with Highway 299, a major incident outside of the county has impacts close to home.
When there's a slide in Trinity County that's affecting us, then we can coordinate. And our CAD system, which is our computer-aided dispatch system, is intertwined, so to speak, with every communication center in Northern California. So if in the event that we get some kind of event in Redding in Trinity County or something like that, then we can get notified of it in Humboldt almost immediately.
You can listen to Vernon Mayer and Cy May talk CHP and Dispatch by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.